People of different backgrounds and cultures have connected at a dinner table or lunch table probably since time began. Food often serves as a universal icebreaker. For several years, student groups at the University of Minnesota have joined forces to put on an Islam Awareness Week. That usually involves lectures. In 2013, that changed. The organizers, the Muslim Student Associations, used an international bazaar to open the week of events. While the bevy of food vendors they'd hoped for to reflect Muslim and Middle Eastern cultures didn't show, the food vendors did. It was food diplomacy. What's your name?
I'm Wasim.
Wasim?
Yeah.
Where are you from, or what's your heritage?
I'm from Kenya.
Are you just a customer, or?
Pretty much, yeah. Usually the IAW events, as you said, the lectures, 30-minute lectures, an hour lectures, they usually don't work with everyone's schedules, but this event is 5 hours long, so.
What's your favorite part of this international bazaar today?
The food. I don't know if you know much, but Muslims eat mostly halal food. So these are halal food.
So which do you prefer, Afro Deli, Wally's, or Crescent Moon?
Man, that's I cannot differentiate between them.
If you had to make a decision.
I'll probably go for Afro Deli. More of the East African cuisine where I'm from, so.
It's like a taste of home?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's your name?
Brenna.
And you're a student here at the university?
Yep, I'm a senior.
How did you decide on having the Afghan pizza?
Well, it was something that's kind of more, I know pizza, so, but it was also new because it's Euro pizza. I've had Euros, I've had pizza, but I've never had them combined.
And she got that from Crescent Moon. What are your names, each of you?
My name is Seer. My brother's name is Weiss.
How common, how popular is pizza in Afghanistan?
Well, there is no pizza in Afghanistan. That's why we came up with this, to be the first ones. And, you know, combining, making it a bridge for, you know, nations. And you mentioned, you know, people are afraid of Middle East. It's just because they're not informed well. So they come in, they try, they learn about the culture, about the food. They don't have misconception.
That food tends to be kind of a common bridger then?
A common bridge. Well said, yes.
Breaking bread and cultural boundaries in one sitting. Well, why not? For KFAI News, this is Will Wright.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.